Hello and welcome to Ahead of the Curve. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. Two things matter to the market. One is the Powell pivot last Friday, and the other will be NVIDIA earnings this Wednesday after the close. Let me talk about each and then try to paint the overall market picture. The punchline of Powell's speech last week was twofold. One, it framed tariff-driven inflation as a one-off price level shock. And two, it opened the door to a rate cut in September. This clearly confirmed our null hypothesis of a 25 basis points cut in September. What was surprising was the pivot of casting tariffs more clearly as a one-off effect. He mentioned, but de-emphasized the impact on inflationary expectation. Now only a very strong non-farm payroll print without negative revisions changes this path. What is not market moving in Friday's speech is the reset of the Fed's policy framework back to its flexible inflation targeting. It is just acknowledging that the inflation makeup language post-COVID was ill-fitted. But even more important for US equities will be the NVIDIA earnings on Wednesday. NVIDIA is up more than 10x since the launch of ChatGPT and accounts for about 12 percentage points of the 58.5% appreciation of the S&P since then. Three key points for NVIDIA earnings in order of importance. First off, and the most important, is any commentary on the demand picture. With a strong CapEx commentary from the hyperscalers, the race for AI leadership is still on. One study that sent slight shivers through the market last week was the MIT Nanda study that claimed that 95% of enterprise GenAI pilots fail. However, the report also outlined that the successful 5% of pilots generated millions of P&L impact and that collaboration with specialized vendors increased the success rate to 2/3. Number two, any hedging on China revenues will be important, especially now that the Chinese government discourages the import of US AI chips. And lastly, gross margin commentary and supply constraints. Now that NVIDIA is shifting from chips to full-on AI superchips. So what do we expect? As long as the prospect for gold is there, shovels will be sold. In other words, we don't expect a significant shift in the demand picture. At the same time, we expect a more cautious tone on China, a region that still accounts for more than 10% of NVIDIA revenue. Seasonally, the stock price reaction to August NVIDIA earnings has been more mixed, and it would not be surprising to see the same this week. So let's put it all together from our three investment lenses: macro, bottom-up fundamentals, and structural transformation. On the macro side, we see slowing growth, but a benign rate environment. We're now pricing in 4 rate cuts into the middle of 2026. On the bottom-up side, the S&P is in the top decile of its historical valuations, driven by concentrated value creation in the AI 5. The 5 key enablers of AI: NVIDIA, Broadcom, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Those 5 now make up a quarter of the S&P 500 market cap. And lastly, structural transformation. We see a CapEx boom from AI and electrification, further amplified by reshoring. There's no time in history since the start of the Fed Fund futures with quite this constellation. The closest one is 1999, but the big difference there is that rates were going up during this period instead of down. The economy was much stronger back then, with more than 4% real GDP growth. So where does this leave us with our investment recommendations? The Powell pivot on Friday is bullish for both US equities and bonds. With Fed cuts now cushioning the economic slowdown, we still suggest buying pullbacks in US equities and getting exposure to U.S. quality bonds. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.